Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Principal Amy Bell with the Castle Valley Center. That's where we're going to put our spotlight for the school district update this week. And Castle Valley Center is a special school. We're going to talk about, you know, ways that they're different and who they help and who they work with up there at the Castle Valley Center. And, you know, just like any other school, though, they have fun activities that they take the kids and go out and do. And if you've got time to do it and you're willing and you want to, they are in need of substitute teachers and aides and people to help out there up at the school. And we'll tell you how you can do that as well. Principal Bell, thank you so much for coming in today.
Great. Glad to be here.
So let's talk about Castle Valley Center and what type of school it is.
Yeah, we're a special school, which that means that we are a school for individuals with severe or significant disabilities only. So we don't do regular core. We work towards that regular core, but we accommodate it and adapt it to meet the needs of our students. A lot of our students have a high level of need, so we are able to do some things like our related services that we do more intensively than you would probably see in a regular education setting, speech and language, occupational therapy, things like that.
So if you're a parent out there and you have something that you're concerned with as far as your child and their development and things like that, how do they go about getting their child as a candidate for the Castle Valley Center? What do they need to do?
Sure. So we're not, I get a lot of calls. People think we're kind of like you come and enroll in my school, but we are a special education school. And so parents need to start with their home school and they reach out to their teacher or their special education teacher in that home school. I'm also the special education director for the school district, and we have a lot of great services out in regular programs and really support those students. As we go through that process and they're working through interventions in those systems, then if they feel like the students are not progressing or meet the criteria that we have, then they would work with us and we would kind of go through a protocol and see if they are appropriate for our school.
And this is one of those schools that, you know, maybe your child just needs a little extra help or a little extra development. And then they could go back into the regular school system. Is that how this kind of works?
Not really. So we always are trying to see if our students can move up and get back out. But for the most part, our students have significant disabilities that it's more than just the extra things that you get in a regular school system. And so it really meets a criteria that a significant disabilities, they have to be on an IEP in order to be in my school. Otherwise, the regular school system really has great services and really helps those students.
Okay. And like most schools in our area, the school, the Castle Valley Center, you guys have a mission statement.
We do.
And what's your mission statement up there at the school?
We've been working on this for the past couple of years to kind of help us focus, like, what is our purpose? What do we want for our students that are here? So we outlined this as a staff. We help our students learn functional life skills, have positive and meaningful interactions, increase independence, access the community, and be happy. That is one of our actual mission statement goals.
Really, that's what it's all about.
It should be everybody's.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? And one way that you guys keep them happy up there is you guys go and do activities with the students and everything, don't you?
Absolutely. We're always looking for community events or things that we can do and bring something in, either into our school or we go to them. We're going to have a magic show assembly here. We've got the Living Aquarium aquarium from upstate is coming down and doing an assembly for our students. We're going to Helper Middle School. They were their teacher out there that is doing a play. The Jungle Book next week has made arrangements for our students to come and kind of watch them do a dress rehearsal just for our students to be there so that they can go out and participate out in the community.
And those are good times.
They enjoy that.
And really, you know what? It's part of the educational experience, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think it's the parts that really engage our students and helps them, especially where we are a special school and we don't always have the same exposure or things to do. It gives us opportunities for our students to socialize and go out. We have some high school students, a few high school students that come and do dance once a week, which is like a really great time. Our kids absolutely love that. And so we have people that come into our schools. Carbon High Student Government is going to be coming once a month and doing an activity. So our kids get the same interactions, but also some positive experiences.
Okay. And, you know, You have a great staff over there right now.
Fabulous.
You have
staff.
A fabulous and a fantastic staff. But you know what? From time to time, you need substitute teachers and you need aides and things like that. And it seems like it's not just the Castle Valley Center. It's district wide.
Oh,
needs
absolutely.
Help in those situations and in those areas. So if somebody wants to kind of, you know, offer themselves as a substitute teacher or an aide at the Castle Valley Center, you said it's different than the rest of the district. What do they need to do?
Yeah, we found that it works better if we work with subs individually who wants to come to our building, what students they want to work with. So my secretary actually keeps a list of that. But they do have to go through the district and get on board as a guest teacher. They can go on Carbon School District's website under employment opportunities, and it says guest teacher application. They can apply there. But if they're interested specifically in Castle Valley Center, if they would call my school and talk to my secretary there, she will walk people through what that means to be a substitute in my building and who is willing. I mean, we even take people, we have some people on our sub list that say, you know, I can only sub on Fridays. We'll take you on Fridays. So if you'll, my secretary keeps track of who can work when and what classes they like and do that. We also district-wide have an opening for a social skills paraprofessional, which is a super fun position. I think people, when they read it, don't really know what it is, but you're going around working with students on the autism spectrum. They work with some of our students too. And you get to work individually with them with a scripted social skills program and touch base with them, and they're fun and really engaging. So we're looking for that position right now also. So there's positions and substitutions that we need.
All right. And as always, if you have any questions, you can give them a call. They can direct you to the district office and get that paperwork filled out. And then you're available to go and do that. It's just a great way to give back to your community.
Absolutely.
And if you're interested, you know, it's always fun. It's always a good time. Principal Bell, thank you so much for coming in and taking out the time to talk to us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.